everybody. Welcome to the Fresh and Fit Podcast. I'm your co-host, James, and the name got game all over the lane. You feel me? Bringing the pain. Oh, my God, Ron, boy. Hey, I'm going in today. Abrams, boy, let's go. Yeah. And my boy Chad in here. We got special guest, R.J. Oh, coming in.
Hey, right into it. Hey, Chad said he had a flow.
He had some flow.
I had nothing, bro.
Yeah. And I got Chad Abraham over here, brother, looking like an extra in that movie. What's that movie you said? Major League. You know what I'm saying? Fresh off the Diamond Mound. You know what I'm saying? My boy Big Chad in here. Arnell Coleman in here. The calisthenic warrior in this
sir,
boy.
Absolutely.
Bringing nothing but energy. I'm so excited, man, have you on the show today, brother.
Absolutely.
Man, I see your work. You tearing it up throughout the city, man. So keep up the good work, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate y'all for having me.
Absolutely.
So that's probably my hottest introduction I ever did in my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm sweating.
What's up? I got my contender shirt on. You know what I'm saying?
Which one is this? Rocky Beats.
Rocky
Apollo.
Beats Apollo.
You know what, bro? I did some research. You know what I'm saying? On not Apollo, but Mr. T.
Okay. Yeah, which one was he in?
He was Glubber. He was Glubber in part three. Mm-hmm. So he had like that. Okay. And just hearing him tell his story, did you know he was a bodyguard before he became an actor?
Yeah.
Like a super famous bodyguard. He Michael Jackson, Leon Spinks, Stephen McQueen, Muhammad Ali, like those was like his lane, like of clients. He was like he was big time security guard and like a doorman at a club, and like I guess he did some type of competition where it was like the competition of bouncers or whatever, bodyguards, and he won it. And he was on TV.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how Sylvester Stallone picked him to play this part. He said, this guy, he has a different look. He can speak. He's articulate. And he ended up going. Because I think like, growing up as a kid, I always saw, like, Mr. T as, like, some just cocky dude who just, like, talk nonsense.
Meathead.
But, I actually sat down and listened to an interview with him. And I was like, oh, this dude has some substance and some depth to him. Really spiritual guy. Really faithful. Like, really, like, giving and stuff. And I think it was real cool to kind of, like, see him in that light. I don't know how I got on this random Mr. T rant and got to get into him, but that was just interesting to research.
Plus eight, he was on the 18, wasn't he?
18, yeah.
18. Part of 18.
Yeah. But his first acting job was a movie. A feature was Rocky.
Rocky
that was
his
first ever acting job.
He was a young dude too.
Yeah, he was young.
So, all right, sorry to backtrack a little bit. Oh. If you were running the competition for the bouncers, like what are three competitions you would want guys to do? Like the furthest, like body throw? Like throw.
Yeah.
Man carry. I'm just in case I got to get up out of there. And you my last hope. Like, I need, quick, hurry up.
Yeah.
Get me out of here.
Man carry. Body drag. Just in case you got to drag something, pull something through something. You know what I mean? And I would want to see like a sprint. Fast, like how fast can you sprint? Not just regular sprint, something like an obstacle course sprint.
Yeah, you don't gotta run a 40.
But you gotta be able to weave and get through stuff and do. You know what I'm saying? Maneuver. Like, I want to see you do that, man. And like a drop down thing. Like how fast can you get down the ground? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Because that matters.
You never know.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody get to shoot. You better get down fast.
I need you to text these all to me because I kind of want to. I have this desire to, like, once in a while, it'd be kind of cool to be a bodyguard.
Be a bodyguard? You want to be a bodyguard?
But then I feel like if one of you guys would walk up, I'd be like, shit.
No. You got to be willing to die for your client. Are you willing to do that?
Hey, man.
If I'm working at a club, though.
You in a club? Nah.
I'm about to say, I ain't willing to die for nobody if all of them here holding is a can of mace and a flashlight.
I'm gonna need a bat. I'm gonna need a baseball bat.
Nunchucks or something.
Like a dirty Louisville slugger.
Yeah.
With the tape at the end. But speaking of slugger, this has actually nothing to do with that.
I know you're trying to transition.
It kind of does. Because one of the guys we're about to talk about, it does play baseball.
Okay.
And he probably chose very wise. To take the route of football.
I'm so grateful for him playing football, bro.
We're talking about Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. Because him, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, Bro, they represent for black QBs, yeah. But they all have a baseball background, man. So I'm thinking it's dope to see those guys doing their thing. And I'm talking about Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen throwing the ball. Now, Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr.
Time out. You confident in that?
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr., yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is by far the best leader of men and the best, I don't mean this disrespectfully, game manager. Sometimes you hear that term game manager with quarterbacks and it's like he's just a game manager.
Yeah.
He's the ultimate.
In a sport where it's probably the most impactful.
Yeah, so like if you give Tom Brady 2 minutes to win the game,
it's over.
It's over.
Amen. I'll never forget this. His first Super Bowl. They were playing the Rams. Greatest show on turf. And they had just given up a score, so they were tied. This is when John Madden was still commentating, right? And he said they should just take a knee, play safe, go to overtime. That was the first year Brady, when he won, took him down the field, and then what's his name? Who hit the game-winning field goal?
Vinatieri.
It's just crazy to think, like, he's been doing this for eons, bro.
For 20 years.
He's LeBron.
He's LeBron. Yeah, he's definitely LeBron.
He's LeBron.
What are they doing so different than other players? Because I think other players age so much in the game. I know, you know what I'm saying, you got players like T.O., Randy Moss. Not Randy Moss, but T.O., who else was
a We're talking about guys that had a long career?
Long career.
Ray Lewis?
Yeah, Ray Lewis.
Oh, Reed?
They do the hyperbaric chambers. They do the leg.
I know you're talking about the bio.
Bio. They do cryo stuff like that. They do a lot of stuff like that to kind of like preserve themselves. Man, I mean, outside of vibranium, I have no idea what LeBron is doing, bro. Because he's not aging, man. He's special.
He's spending nearly almost, what do you say?
A million?
1.9 million just on himself?
Yeah.
On himself.
Amazing. I think
you got people that are spending $10 a month and not you.
And expect the same results.
So this is my problem, right? So when I was trying to play like football, right? I didn't make it to the NFL, but I made it to a couple different like camps, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I would find the best player and just follow them and do everything they did. I mean, except for like kicking it. Because I'm like, bro, I'm trying to be where you at. So a lot of times when you get to the NFL, what NFL teams would do, if you're a rookie and you're trying to like hang out with everybody and trying to do stuff, they make you pay. They make you pay and stuff. Mm. But if you're trying to just like learn and stuff, oh, they'll show you the world, bro. It's so different. It's different how they approach you, how they approach you. But I'm saying that to say I don't understand how you can be on a team with LeBron James, who is the best player in the league, and you or Kobe or Jordan. How do you be on the same team with these guys and not follow their footsteps? You're privileged.
Absolutely.
You're privileged to be with arguably one of the best players in of their era, and you just be like, well, I'm gonna just do the bare minimum. I'm gonna just go to practice. I'm gonna just, you know what I'm saying, and come to these games and do whatever, but you don't try to go to the next level. I think that's just ridiculous.
But you see, it don't last long with those guys either. So as soon as they, like I believe, like LeBron, Tom Brady, or all the other greats also, it's like once they feel that chemistry that you're not in that same mental compatibility, it's like, it's off with your head. So it's like, that's why they like to blame LeBron for all these trades and stuff like that. But it's just like, no, management sees like, dude, LeBron don't work well with you.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and make this change now. Like, we're not gonna wait long. Yeah.
Plus, he said guys that have moved, relocated with him.
I think
of a guy like JR who would probably, if it was up to him, he would go to every team, every game he ever played.
Ha.
Would always be around LeBron.
Oh yeah.
If it was his choice, you know, I'm curious if you pulled the league, you probably would have more people that would prefer to play with LeBron than if you pulled people when Jordan was playing.
That player want to play with Jordan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's not to take away or add a greatness, but, you know, it's just different personalities and styles.
But speaking of greatness, you know what I'm saying? Tom Brady right now, what he's been able to do, bro, to lead a team.
He reintroduced himself.
Crazy.
79, now to take him to the Super Bowl. He's doing something that's never been done. has never been done that a home team, that a team has had a home Super Bowl before. He's done that. Yeah. He's also the first person, I think, to take his team, take two different teams to a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Well, no, he's not. Kurt Warner did it. A couple other people did it. Yeah. But he's one of the first.
Warner did with Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
With, ironically, who's the Tampa Bay coach?
I don't know.
The same guy. That was their coach. Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians, yeah. That's why Bruce Arians kind of cocky too, because he knows he's like a good coach.
Do you remember when he said he wanted a coach to come here? He coached the Browns.
He said that
when they were looking for a coach. I don't know if it was. I think it was back when they were looking for someone to replace Hugh Jackson.
Oh yeah, because he liked Baker. He must like Baker then.
But he had said, he's like, I want to come here. They obviously didn't go with him. It might have been Stefanik when they. But anyways, it's clearly worked out for him.
Yeah.
So.
When does it not? Right. When does it not? When people say Cleveland or somewhere else, they'd be like, I'm going to go somewhere else. It tend to kind of work out.
You see, the Colts just got Matthew Stafford.
The Colts got Matthew Stafford?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's major. That's major, especially since Phillip Rivers retired. And this guy, Matthew Stafford deserves an opportunity to go somewhere and win, bro. I think he's paid his dues.
He's probably the best quarterback since he's been in the league on the worst team.
Yeah, by far.
I mean, it's just...
Yeah, without a doubt, man. But that's good, man. This weekend was like the weekend of the underdogs, man. I'm shout out to my boy Dustin Poirier. I know you don't watch UFC, so you don't care.
I don't like how you say you.
You know what I'm saying?
But I didn't watch it, but I saw highlights.
Okay.
Does that count?
Yeah, it counts. That counts. So I think like everybody knows Conor McGregor. Like Conor McGregor was the hottest thing in the UFC, and I don't want to take away from me, but I'm gonna speak. Continue about greatness. But Conor McGregor had a meteoric rise. Like, I mean, he was the first double champion in UFC where he won two weight classes. Ended up boxing Floyd Mayweather for hundreds of millions of dollars. Did all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Then he came back and he had to fight with this Khabib. But Khabib beat him. But all this stuff. Man, he was the biggest seller in UFC history. It was like Ronda Rousey, Brock Lesnar, Conor McGregor. You know what I'm saying? Then John Jones was never as popular. He's the best fighter always, but never as popular because everybody, I think John Jones is just kind of fake and people kind of see through that.
Didn't he go through some...
A lot of coke, a lot of different stuff, a lot of steroids. Got caught doing coke and steroids at the same time. I don't know how you do that, but whatever.
I would have been sweating still.
So he was cutting his coke with steroids and got busted. Whatever. But... Dustin Poirier beat Conor McGregor, man, and it's just Dustin Poirier won. You got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers who won this weekend. You got the Cavs, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the New Jersey Nets. Didn't they beat them twice?
Twice.
The first one they definitely
overtime, double overtime,
double overtime. Hey, so
was there excuse? There was no Durant.
No, it was Durant. Durant was there the first one. Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he played.
I saw.
He missed the last shot. He missed the last shot that we would have won. So
you're right.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's true. It was a tweet on Instagram from KD. I don't know if it's real. If it's real, it's pretty badass. Colin Sexton walked in the locker room before the game.
Yeah.
Walked right by him, right by James Harden. Tapped Kyrie on the leg. He's like, it's going to be a long night, brother.
That's cool to say because Kyrie is not known for his defense. You know what I'm saying?
Neither one of them. Probably 2018 for KD.
Yeah, except KD. Yeah, KD can be a great defender if he wants. He can be the best. You know what I'm saying?
You taking KD or LeBron?
I'm taking LeBron all day. I don't think KD's a leader.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Like, can't take anything for a leader. His longevity and he's just been around the game longer, so. He just know the game.
Yeah, absolutely. So, now, let's get into it, man.
What's up?
Yeah, so we were talking about basketball, and we know that's how we originally met back, I don't even remember how many years ago that was.
Man,
but
you said about 10 plus years.
10 plus?
10 plus years ago.
Yeah, so you were a different R now.
So were you still this buff or not?
No. When I graduated high school... 2010, I was 181.
God dang.
Yeah. And my biggest yet was 215. 215.
To this day, 215 is your?
I'm 209 now. I'm 209 now.
Oh, I'm a whole I've been 200 pounds since I was 10 years old. Period. That, like, I've been 200 pounds.
Maybe he would have been our center. That's crazy.
Yeah, you would have. He's throwing the ball.
Yeah, right.
Brad, them glasses, too.
Yeah.
Big glasses. I think I came out of high school one in like 170s.
170s?
And I was running, you know, track.
Track. You was running long distance, too.
No, I was running.
What, the four?
Sprint. In college, I ran sprints.
Okay. But you didn't run the ones and twos, right?
I ran the 4x1.
4x1? I thought you ran like a 400 or something for some reason. I don't know.
I mean, I did, but it wasn't my thing.
Okay.
I used to haul ass in that 4x1.
That 4x1, that was your thing?
I hauled ass. The open one, it's because my ass got rolled on. Like, everyone's like, yeah, at their top speed of like 30 or 40 meters.
Yeah.
I need like the first 60 or 70 to really get up there. It took me a while to speed up. But shout out to Baldwin Wallace for doing me some good. Yeah, so you have your own gym now.
Yes, absolutely. Come Fitness Training Facility, yep. Out of Warrensville.
Yes, sir. How long have you been doing that?
So now, actually, the anniversary just passed, February 22nd. Oh, I'm sorry, January 22nd is when the two-year anniversary been passed.
What made you want to get your own gym, though? You know what I'm saying? What made you say, I'm going to do my own thing?
Man, what's crazy? The experiences of other gyms I joined, other programs and all that stuff. Originally, I never had a plan to actually get in my own gym. Hmm. It was just after having the amount of clientele that I had to find my own house. So the next thing you know, I ended up getting my own spot. And that's where it came about, to really just push forward with that, and then also probably, you know, in the future, near future, get bigger, or go ahead and expand a little bit further. Yeah.
Did you have a business background, or was it, like, you know what I'm saying? Because people don't realize, like, the business side of training, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
And to open a business and to get loans and to get, like, a conditional use permit for the space. Mm-hmm. Like, people don't know all that stuff.
Yeah, building a clientele base.
Being a clientele, yeah, marketing, all that stuff. Did you already have a business background when you became a trainer, or did you like kind of like learn that stuff on the floor?
Nah, it was all from the floor, man. Okay. I really had to like study it on my own. I had to go through trial and tribulations to figure out, okay, what's the next move to go get it. Like you were talking about, with like, you got to have all the permits for it and all that stuff, man. Like, it was a hassle. And it was to the point like, I don't need this. I'll do this season. I'll do this summer if we go outside to the park. But yeah.
I feel you.
Hey, so you have something that I think I would say is probably one of your staples. At least I know for me, when I hear your name, I associate the Calisthenic Warrior, which I have not been able to check out. I have probably been able to, but I just haven't checked it out yet.
Yeah.
So for people that...
We could have did it.
I thought I'd rephrase that.
Yeah, all right.
So especially for people that are in the Cleveland area who may want to check it out, how would you describe what Calisthenic Warrior is?
Oh, man, Calisthenic Warrior is like bringing out that inner beast thing. You know what I mean? So I understand calisthenics, the background of it is like, you want to call it jailhouse type work. You know what I mean? It's all body weight, your own mechanics. Based off of that, and you know, we just get gritty on the exercises. So, you know, is it for everybody? I recommend go ahead, join a class, try class first.
Okay.
My boy Jamar, Duwar J, he runs it with me. We make sure that, you know, everything is going steady. If it's your first time, we make sure, you know, we slow it down a bit, show modifications, just for everybody to enjoy the class, but on top of that, like, really get a good challenging workout throughout the process. Yeah.
So I want to ask this question because I don't know if it really is considered often. I sweat a lot.
Man, yo.
I mean, like, think about whoever you know that sweats a lot.
Man.
I sweat more than them.
I don't know. I got my dude, like we were talking about earlier, Von. That dude, I don't know, man. I got my guy James. We call him Two-Shirt James. Cause like he got two shirt James because like he worked out with one, and then like that's only like the first 20 minutes, and I had to toss him a few of my shirts.
Hey man, I'm in there. I sweat a lot too, bro. Too, so I mean, Two Shirt James probably could.
I'm always like, if I check out a new gym, that's always my first thought. Like, Can I sweat my ass off in this gym?
We do good with the space in the Calcium Awards, so what we do is we put you in the back corner. So, like, in the gym, like, you'd be good. We could blame it on a leak, or you could blame it on you, man. Just wipe it all up at the end. We good. Yeah.
I could live with that.
Yeah.
I could live with that.
But then you want to bring in, up some Smash or Pass. We told our nail was gonna Smash or Pass. He got nervous. We like, bro, not that type of Smash or Pass.
Look. I was like, man, y'all sure y'all want to do this?
Yeah, no, we got Smash or Pass right now.
No,
let's do it right now, then, bro.
Okay.
Hold on. We're gonna do it anyways. We'll start it.
Yeah.
All right. So I saw this on Instagram, and you being artsy, I think. And also very business-minded, likewise with you. I saw these things. They're called, it's from Dungeon Forward. These, like, tactical beanies, right? And we'll put them up for the viewers on the show. But what they are is these neon beanies with these, like, almost like belt loops in the hat for, like, a stylus or a pen. If you just, you know.
Yeah, that ain't interesting.
I'm interested. You know what? I like the concept. I don't know if I like the colors, though.
You really? Like, you know what? It depends on the sneaker.
Maybe the orange. Maybe the orange.
The orange and the blue. Yeah, right. That's sure. Yeah. Lime green. I ain't doing crosswalk. And I ain't doing no construction.
I would do the blue. And I would do the orange.
For sure. So kind of smash. I think I'll rock with that.
It was four hats. So it was like half and half. But we going to go to smash. We can go ahead and rock with
smash.
That.
I'll definitely smash that. I'll smash that hard, cuz.
And we're going to break. Let's go.
Hey, James, I don't know about you, but every time I try out a product that maybe I haven't tried out before, a new product on the shelf, I'm always super eager to tell my friends about it because I want them to experience what I did.
Yeah, because you got a big mouth. You need to shut up.
Yeah, sometimes that's true. Sometimes it's true.
So why not do it easier? Put your stuff on the podcast. You want to advertise it. Guys, it's $250 to be featured at the top of our show, or $150 to be in the middle of the show, or $50 to be put in at our discretion. Basically, best on the floor of the show. You know what I'm saying? So, like, why not do it that way, Chad?
Yeah, and you know what? I like sometimes you see a show and they got some really cool stuff, like a mug or a hat or a whatever it may be on their table.
True, true.
We could do that too.
We definitely can do your product placement here, guys. So if you're interested, make sure you hit us up at
tfafpod@gmail.com.
Yes, y'all. That's tfafpod@gmail.com, y'all. We would love to have your products on here. Hit us up. Let's get you going.
Yeah.
Peace. And we're back. So now you're going to get into explain that pick. Now, I saw these picks, bro, before the show. Chad gave me a little preview, and I was kind of surprised.
All right, let me prepare for this, man.
I think this is our first back-to-back special segment. So this is a special guest.
Oh, man. Hey, I appreciate it.
I'm trying to butter you up because this is the first one I'm about. So we'll just throw this one out. This is our first one. So explain that pick, bro.
Wow. Ooh. All right.
Looking flyer.
So brother like all no right, other.
All right. All right. So this is Halloween 2017. My girl came up with this idea. She wanted to go ahead with the 70s thing. I said, okay, that's dope. Right. So we had this thing where Halloween, we want to go ahead and copy a character, you know, or a time. And we was like, We only can go to thrift stores and find these things.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So it's easy for her. All she had to do was find, like, you know, a dress and just the big old belt, right? Me, on the other hand, these are actual bell bottoms I happen to find in there.
Okay.
And I'm wearing that shirt too. Let me just say that.
Oh no, now look, I'm gonna finish this now. With that shirt. This is a woman's blouse. This is a woman's shirt.
I take back my last thing.
Look, what's crazy is, yo, the collar was there, man. Like, it just fit perfect. And I'm like, all right, look, the last thing I got to do to top this off, I had to go with the peace sign.
He's stunned on you, James.
Peace joint was there.
Oh, yeah. He definitely got the cleavage out. He's stunned, man.
Oh, you doing the James, bro.
I'll keep it unbuttoned. If I'm going out, it's unbuttoned, damn it. I got one button on.
Yeah, but I've seen you do it, bro.
You've never seen me do no button.
I've seen you one button, windy day, like 40 or 50 degrees.
You definitely saw that. You definitely saw it. It was cold.
With the peace
sign. With the two coat. Yeah.
So I'm also trying to figure out these things. All right. Man, the whole outfit was from the thrift store. All of it. All of it was there. The crazy part about it, like, these are all perfect sizes. Everything. I'm like, yeah, all right.
And you crushed it, bro. That's a dope little outfit.
No doubt. Trust me. Yeah. Don't ask me to try to put that shit on no more.
So, I also know you're a sneakerhead.
Oh, man. Hey, thank you for calling me that, man.
So, I know you got a lot of J's, right?
Yeah.
At least from your Instagram.
Yeah. I probably got about 10 pair of J's.
Okay.
Yeah.
These are the ones that I think I like the most. So.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Before Reebok went over to Baron Davis and Master P.
Oh, man.
There was Shaquille O'Neal with the Shagnosis.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I wanted to ask, because this actually leads into a question of mine, and this is for you too, James. Do you have a non-traditional shoe that you like to work out in, like a... maybe a basketball shoe, or maybe a shoe that's not necessarily a cross training shoe that you like? You see guys going to the gym sometimes working out in J's,
mm-hmm.
or Converse. You guys got a favorite shoe that you like to work out in?
I'll let him answer because you already know my answer.
I already know yours.
Man, you know what? What is these shoes that's out now? They're like these kind of look like cement rubber bottom or something like that. They're Nike.
They're not Roshi's though.
They're like those. A fly knit type of look now, yeah. or something like that.
It's a thicker sole.
Yeah, way thicker sole. So, like, what I like about them is the heel elevation. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, for the squats, when I go, yeah, basically just for my squats and deadlift, like, I rock with those all the way through. And, like, they're so comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I rock those Vans. It's something about them, bro. For me, it's just easy to put them on. I slide in them, and I get to work, man. And they're flat, so I get to do my deadlifts in them. I get to do my squats, whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
the ankle mobility is all there.
Yeah, it's all right there.
It's over there. You got to move.
Are you walking around in them all day, though?
No. Man, I mean, if you see my shoes, like, I wear sneakers all the time, bro. I wear sneakers, or I wear my Chelsea boots, or I wear whatever, but it's just... Now, man, I prefer to wear my Vans. But I'm starting to get out of them because they've been starting to hurt my feet lately. Mm-hmm. So I've been wearing more of my Metcons, you know what I'm saying? Back to wearing my Metcons more.
Like, at what age do you start transitioning from, like, style to more comfort?
Oh, man, I think, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I think I'm getting there now.
Bro, I used to be, like, one of them cats that would, like, dress for the event, you know what I'm saying? So just say you got a coat or whatever, but you don't want to wear that coat, I will stand out in the cold and put my coat in the car. Man, you got me messed up. You think I'm about to be anywhere in the cold waiting to get in somewhere? No, it's not happening, bro. I'm putting my coat on. It is what it is, bro.
When I go out into, like, when I go ahead and buy some shoes at Finish Line, anything like that, I used to just go ahead and pick up the shoe and be like, hey, you got these in a size 12. Now it's like, let me go ahead and push down the sole a little bit. Okay, let me see this.
You got memory foam?
Like, memory foam all this. And now I'm like, let me go ahead and get this in an 11.5 and maybe a 12. Like, now I'm like so skeptical on, like, the shoe, how it feel. And on top of that, you do kind of want to look good in the gym with it.
Yeah. So, question.
Yeah, still got to look good with it.
I just bought my second pair of Hokas.
Hoka. Oh, you did?
All white with the gold Hoka.
Oh, man. I want those Iron Man.
I'm a pretty boy.
I want my Iron Man. Iron Man.
I'm a pretty boy when it comes to my shoes.
Chelsea boots.
All right. Equal.
When you bring them to Chelsea boots, I'm like, oh, man, I got a line of Chelsea boots, man. I love them.
I just started falling for them, man. I think they're a good look, man. I think if you got a Chelsea, if you say you like to dress, you got a fashion sense, you got to have some Chelsea boots and a brim hat. You got to have a brim hat.
There you go. Absolutely.
It's got to be in your repertoire. Like, you got to have that, man.
You got to have a fedora somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like they're becoming much more popular. Like at your art show?
Yeah. It was quite a few people had
a lot of fedoras, bro.
Yeah. A lot of fedoras there. Even women were wearing them, like, you know what I'm saying? So it was cool. So it was cool to see that. It's cool to see that, bro.
Shout out to Gorham Brothers, by the way. Love this, bro.
I love them too, man. They got to come down a little.
We gotta get maybe we can get like a
fresh and fit. Can we get a fresh and fit discount?
Right. I'll do a Metcon. They want their hats if that's what it means.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe we should do that. It might be something we do. Yeah, man. So do you have any more explain that picks?
No, that's our explain that picks segment.
Good stuff.
There you go.
All right. So I've been doing something lately. I don't know if you guys caught it or kept breathing, but something called Daily Fighters. So I'm just trying to give people some motivation and things like that. Like just trying to give people just something, man. Honestly, it's for me too, because I need a little daily push myself. Arnell, what's something that keeps you motivated? How do you keep your motivation to stay fit?
My motivation to stay fit is knowing I want longevity, you know, from it. So, like, you know, I look at my daily routines, you know, I look at, you know, what I listen to, I look at what I read, you know, people around me and stuff like that. Like, I look at longevity throughout all those aspects, you know what I mean? If it's only for short-term live, like, that don't go no further with me, you know what I mean? And that really kind of creates the wiser, you know, image of myself along the path. So, like, you know, I'm just like very choosy on everything I do now. Very skeptical on my next move and all that stuff. You know what I mean, is it going to build me throughout the process? Is it going to keep me stable, just staying where I'm at? Is it going to bring me down? Like it got to elevate me somewhat. You know what
I mean? Is there like any like books or any type of like speaker that might have that gives like the extra push?
You know what? I really just got into listening to like a lot of podcasts and stuff like that. And TD Jakes has been like a great advocate of that. Like, you know, words of affirmation from this guy is like, I listen to him every morning, just about every morning. And sometimes if it's not every morning, I already got it in my head, and then I'm just driving up to the gym in the quiet car, because I'm reiterating like everything they even said.
Those quiet drives are sometimes the best thing of the day.
You don't even realize you're even driving quiet until you get there. Oh damn! Like you had so much on your mind. Like
So I like TD Jakes. I like some of the pastors and stuff like that. But sometimes I gotta hear it. For me, I grew up a little crazy, so I like the rah-rah. So I listen a lot to David Goggins. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I just pull up like a YouTube and just type in David Goggins motivation, and I see like some speech he gave or something like that. We kind of talked about his life. Or maybe I listen to his Joe Rogan interview probably two or three times a month. You know what I'm saying? Because he just gave so much information, man, during that time. So I think everybody wants to be motivated, and as trainers, we try to motivate people all the time. But you gotta have some intrinsic motivation. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like if someone tells me I need a trainer that's gonna come wake me up out my bed and do all this stuff. I'm not your trainer. I don't want to be your trainer.
Would you ever even fix your mouth to say that to your boss? I need you to call me and wake me up.
Someone tagged me in a post. I did not even respond. I said, good luck. Yeah. I don't want that. I need somebody to have some type of intrinsic motivation. Like, I need you to be motivated because, and not just motivated, to have some type of discipline about yourself. Because those be the main people who be like, I need to lose 10 pounds or not 10, 20 pounds
by my birthday,
and their birthday in 4 weeks. You know what I'm saying?
But you've done that. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure people have come to you and be like, yo, I need to lose this amount of weight by this time. Okay, I'm going to tell you what it takes. I can tell you right now, you're not going to do it. You got to eat vegetables, fats, proteins. That's it. And you got to do cardio every day for an hour. Enjoy.
Can I tell them what not to do?
That's it. No alcohol. You got to drink a gallon of water a day. That's it. Now, have fun.
As soon as you go ahead and rebuttal anything I just told you and advice to help you, it's already ain't working out. And I was just talking to I was actually telling a client this, and I was telling her, I'm like, you can't shop on me. All right. You can go shopping on, you know, your Chevy. You can go shopping on Honda. You can go shopping with all these. I'm Mercedes Benz. You know what I mean? So like, when you coming to me, when you coming to me, man, you already got the feel like this is for me. Rather than, okay, I'm gonna see if this person for me. Nah, I ain't like what that person said. I'm gonna go here. You're not gonna shop on me. I'm your one stop destination. We gonna make this happen.
Yeah, you kind of don't want to do that with trainers. You don't want to do that with hairstylists. You don't want to do that with barbers, tattoo people. Certain people, you just don't shop around. You know what I'm saying? You get something and you roll with it, bro. Like, you kind of find your niche and you kind of stick it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
But you were saying something, Chad. I think I cut you off. I'm sorry, brother.
It's all good, bro.
Hey, lay back.
Can I tell you something? And if you're listening to this, I apologize in advance for you, that you can't see it. I'm a little distracted, bro. Because you babyface Jim Slimmy, man. Not Slim Jim, you Jim Slimmy.
Man, because listen, guys, I shaved all my facial hair off. I'm going to tell you guys the story.
Can I tell you what you look like? Can I tell you what I woke up this morning and the first thought in my head? How about lose some people off this one? I was like, you look like you run for office, but the black community doesn't trust you.
No, stay here. You're going to need the rest of this. No, don't go nowhere. No,
Why? Hold on. You look like Uncle Tom. He's running for something. He's running for something. How did I totally turn into a MAGA fan just by shaving my facial hair?
You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't know, bro.
But I feel you, because it was funny. I agree. But listen, I'm going to tell you the story. Oh, what happened? Man. So look. You know what I'm saying? I'm older. I got a little bit of LeBron action going on top as we speak about LeBron.
Tell the journey, man.
I started taking some 4-Hems, right? So my hair started thickening out. I'm starting to look good on top of my head. So I said, hey, why not? You know what I'm saying? See if this is working for all my hair. You know what I'm saying? So I shaved it off so I can see if it can help me grow my beard. So that's the goal, is to grow a thicker, fuller beard. That's the reason why I cut my fresh hair off.
So I think we should have some accountability here. I say you don't put a razor to it. Not even lining it up, nothing for at least a month.
Okay.
Let it come in like Nate Parker.
Yeah, man, you got him running for Congress and then.
And now I'm about to be a savage.
Look, all of a sudden, running from junkies, man?
He about to look like Jamie Foxx in Just Mercy, that first scene.
Oh, man.
If you haven't seen that movie, just watch the first 5 minutes. That's what he's going to look like.
What's the new movie that Nate Parker's in right now?
American Skin.
I haven't seen it yet. Don't say anything,
but just watch it.
Have you seen it?
No, yeah. I haven't.
Please.
No. We got to watch that movie, bro.
You'll, it's going to make you feel, you know, it's going to stir up stuff, but it's a good movie. I thought it could have went one way and it didn't. And because of that, I think it showed a certain amount of strength that, I don't know, man. Just gotta see it.
I feel like
it's hard to explain it without it
giving away.
But this kind of remind me of another thing I wanted to throw out. So I love sports movies.
Yeah,
I absolutely love sports movies. You guys have any iconic movies of your life? Movies that were like, just, I don't know if you saw it as a kid or just stuck with you, but a sports movie. Like if you had to think of like maybe
sports a movie. I'm trying to think. You know what I mean? And that was just really impactful. Like, but then sports have really hit you here. Like, or is it just like
like I said, for me, one of the first ones as a kid was Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks was a raw movie.
Because first of all, I couldn't really figure out if they had the same jerseys as the professional hockey team. And then is that they had some cold jerseys.
Yeah,
some
sweet jerseys. You know what I
mean? But just the underdog, you know, they were all like, you know, random kids, misfits, and this other team that was like, now you would compare them to like the wealthy AAU team.
Yeah.
And they took them out, you know.
I mean, bro, if you talk about the Mighty Ducks, you got to talk about Little Giants.
Little Giants was one of my favorite little sports.
Yeah, oh, man. And what was Spike? Spike don't play with girls. Hey, bro, man, Little Giants was a dope movie,
I think, for me, was Coach Carter. The reason being, I was in high school at the time when that came out, and their team was wearing maroon. The Mustang.
So
it was just like, it was so comparable. Like, it was just like, this is us, underdogs, and next you know, like, we just started coming up.
Oh, yeah. Coach Carter's a great movie.
Yeah.
Samuel Jackson. But my favorite, like, sports movie, like, that it used to be The Program, which was raw.
Give me the sport, and I'll see if I can guess it.
Football.
Rudy? I didn't want to generalize you.
Okay. It's not Rudy. It's not radio.
No, not really.
What?
I'm done with the comparison.
You done? Okay. All right. Then, Any Given Sunday, bro. Any Given Sunday really? Is such a good movie, bro. Like, to me, it was like funny. It was action. It was drama. I think just kind of like seeing like his us in and this in, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's Willie Beeman. It was a cool little story in that, man. Plus, it had one of the best, like, halftime speeches ever, you know what I'm saying? By Pacino. Al Pacino. Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, that was so motivating. Yeah. That was so motivating, bro. So, yeah, you got to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? Sure. You're playing for the inch, every inch. You know what I'm saying? It was hey, good, bro. Was that good?
It was. I was like,
I know the movie's over. I know that.
Yeah.
What about Waterboy though? Is that too silly?
For Waterboy was a little silly, but Adam Sandler, bro, was at a time he was so funny, bro. He couldn't time, miss. Bro. He no, couldn't
yeah.
miss.
Yeah.
What was it, Big Daddy?
Oh, no. Big during Dad, Waterboy, you got Waterboy, you had, yeah. But you're right, but you also had Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore,
that, yeah, there you go.
But like, but then he's got some serious roles, and his most recent one that was big was Uncut Gems.
Yeah, Uncut Gems just broke my heart, bro. I don't even want to talk about that.
About, yeah. I had so much anxiety during that movie.
Oh, yeah, he definitely made you have anxiety.
It just definitely showed you the side of sports. Where it's like, it's hidden.
Yeah.
The betting
yeah.
and all that stuff. The betting, mm-hmm. Betting war and all that, man. It was like, they did a great job. And Adam Sandler did a great job portraying that type of person.
Yep. You know yep. Because we know that dude. We know that dude for sure. We know that dude.
He kept falling short.
Swindler.
Yeah, the swindler, the smooth talking dude, you know what I'm saying? Hanging in the black community, but he not black. You know what I'm saying? We know that dude. We know him.
He walked in that club wearing that. Like, old. Still he button up?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yep.
That was a good joint. Adam Sandler.
Absolutely. Man. Yeah, he couldn't miss for a minute.
No.
It's kind of like I was thinking about Martin. How Martin had had a dope comedy reign, man, for a while.
Eddie Murphy, too.
And then you look at Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, to me, had pretty much, I think his reign is kind of dwindling down, but I think he had a dope reign.
Do you think he's diversified? Do you think he's done a better job at diversifying?
Yes. See, he's made a transition because like his last couple roles haven't always been silly. Like the one he was funny in it, but it wasn't like a silly role. You know what I'm saying?
The one with the wheelchair.
With the wheelchair dude. Yeah. I thought he was great in that.
I didn't see it. It looked too cheesy.
No, it wasn't cheesy at all, bro. It was really good. It was really good.
I'll give it a chance.
Give it a chance, bro.
Plus, he's got like Fabletics and.
Oh, man. He got the Vita Hustle. He got the supplements. Mm-hmm. He got partnerships with Chase Bank. He got all money. Come on, man. These different. He's a person, bro. Like we talk about greatness. He's a person that like he's always working.
He's always working.
He's always working. I think, man. Like shout out to everybody. First of all, go subscribe. So our video, but I was plug the show real quick because we were getting like 50 views, 80 views, 100 views. You know what I'm saying? Our last couple episodes, man, it's been like 300 some views.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? Nice. So, bro, and I think that's a testimony to just being consistent. Mm-hmm. Just like you over there, if you struggle with your weight loss, you're struggling with getting your results. Be consistent. Sometimes you gonna have ebbs and flows. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So you gotta be consistent, man. And since we being consistent, I promise you guys, 100 episodes. If we don't make more than $10 next year off 100 episodes, then I'm done. But I'm at least gonna give you 100 episodes, man. So let's get it.
You gotta keep pushing though. You gonna get it?
Y'all gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? Me and Chad and this boy putting it. Together, putting it down, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
what do we call it? The Dollar Tree version?
Yeah, it's definitely
best on a budget.
No one's giving you a better podcast on a cheaper budget than us. Nobody. I just refuse to believe that.
Right.
I refuse to believe that.
That's what I was saying. I was telling Chad earlier, man. I really commend you guys on like starting the platform, especially like in Cleveland itself, and like getting all these people, entrepreneurs, all these business owners. Everyone to really get a voice out there, you know, everybody get to get, you know, see how they are and all that stuff before they even try to sell anything. Like, it's just a great platform.
Thank you, man. Because I think people don't know, like, they see you as this trainer, they see you as this mystical figure. They don't know your struggle, your grind, who you are as a person, that you really like a cool person. So, like, it's kind of, that's why we wanted to do it, too. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's why I definitely want the trainers to be on here. You know?
For sure.
Yeah. Arnold, how could they find you on social media and how?
So, if you guys ever want to go ahead and follow me, Arnell J. Comment on Instagram. Also, you could follow the gym page, CF _ trainer facility, with brand new content every week, Sundays, Mondays. content on, you know, just about everything. Updating news, all that stuff. So yeah, you can follow me all through there.
Yeah, please do follow this man. He's doing some. He's a good dude. He's going doing some good stuff in Cleveland. So
absolutely,
yeah, man.
Make sure you follow us. Make sure you like, subscribe, tell a friend, and tell a friend, and tell a friend. Go check us out, guys. Yeah, just like that. We out. We out. That's our outro. The gayest outro ever.
I'm about to say, man. That outro. Yeah.